that do you know that God has your back? If you want to, I didn't make that up. Psalm chapter 3. Here it is. And I'm going to read it not from the NIV. I'll read it from the Passion Translation. It's a rather newer, contemporary feel, so you'll just sort of hear it, but you're going to also notice where I crafted this message from. Verse 1. Lord, I have so many enemies, so many who are against me. Listen to how they whisper their slander against me, saying, look, he's hopeless. Even God can't save him from this.
And then, as the writer says, we're supposed to just pause in his presence. Is your situation a little bit hopeless today? Oh, yeah, we all were dishing out Happy New Year's. Some of you may be sitting in a spot where you're like, doesn't feel like a new year, it seems like an old year, the same year as previous. Mm-hmm. Verse 3, but in the depths of my heart I truly know that you, Yahweh, have become my shield. You take me, you surround me with yourself, your glory covers me continually, you lift high my head. I've cried out to you, Yahweh, from your holy presence, you send me a father's help. And the Bible says, Selah, or pause in his presence. Are you needing the Father's help today? So now I'll lie down and sleep like a baby. Then I'll wake in safety, for you surround me with your glory. Even though 10,000 dark powers prowl around me, I won't be afraid. Rise up and help me, Yahweh. Come and save me, God, for you will slap them in the face, breaking the power of their words to harm me. For the Lord alone is my Savior. What a feast of favor and bliss he gives his people. Pause in his presence. Okay. Now to just bring some application home. Number one. Trials and testings come to all of us. I would love to preach a message that says, just because you love Jesus, everything will be fine. Nothing can be the further from the truth. And the Bible just keeps backing that one up and up and up and up. But God has not abandoned you. This is a powerful psalm. Because this is Psalm 3. This is David working out his walk with God, not knowing Jesus, not knowing the full extent of the work of the power of God's Spirit that we have the benefit of because we are on this side of the cross and he was on the other side of the cross. God has not abandoned you. God has not abandoned you. God has not abandoned you. Tim, why are you saying it so many times? Because there's so many people who sit and they go, yeah, but that's for the person sitting beside me. That's not for me. But that's God's message here. Maybe this afternoon you can just kind of peruse through Psalm 3 and take note of all of the character and the qualities of God that are interwoven in those 8 verses. I've talked and wove them into the story that I created, protection, glory, perseverance, God hearing and answer our prayers. There's peace, there's a sustaining, there's a deliverance, there's a hope, there's a joy. So when I share some of those character qualities, maybe you could just be reflecting back and saying, okay, what did God give me in 2023? What do I need God to give me as I step into 2024? Last Sunday I got to speak at the Presbyterian Church of Bradford, and as I ran into Starbucks to grab my hot chocolate, I ran into two people who were part of my former congregation at the Baptist Church. And she said, I listened to a message, and so I'm taking a word into the next, this coming year. And I said, what's the word? Trust. And I laughed. I said, I'll pray for you. And she kind of laughed and said, oh, great, thank you. Not realizing, if you're going to learn the word trust, that means God's going to be stretching you. You see, and I may get into this because you're stuck with me in a couple of more Sundays. So I may talk a little bit about that. But I'll tell you, trust was my word for last year. Not that I said, ooh, that's the word I want to hold on to last year. But that's been kind of one of those things. And I've been always feeling like I've been apologizing for God to people who say, hey, so Tim, where are you doing? What are you doing? What's going on? How are you? You know, I'm like, well, you know, I just sort of got to apologize for God because it's not the way I thought it was going to, this year was going to work out. I said it last Sunday, I'll say it here. You know the only churches that have allowed me to come and speak at? Presbyterian churches. My own camp hasn't invited me to any of their churches. It's Presbyterian circles. And it's kind of like, well, that's kind of fun. It's fun, it's funny, it's interesting, and yet I'm having a real blast hanging out with you folks. And I've experienced a bunch of your congregations. So as you think about 2024, where do you need God to have your back? Doesn't matter how small or how big. Where do you need God to have your back? Because a believer's quiet confidence is in the character of God, no matter our circumstances. And all of God's people said,
amen.
We're going to sing.
Father of all.
So we've given offerings as we've come in, and so we pray, God, our Maker, we offer our gifts to you in thanksgiving for your gifts to us in Christ and in creation. Bless what we bring, who we are, so that our gifts will bless the world you love in Christ's name. Amen. I just want to pray through some issues and some items, and I was just really trying my best to pay attention to the prayer requests. So it's Mary, and you've,
yes.
She's 97, all right. And then there were two Garys?
A Gary and a Cecil.
Oh, Cecil. Okay, who's waiting for the heart transplant?
Cecil.
Cecil, okay. And Gary's issues are, he's in hospital or?
His issues are, he's just getting weaker and weaker every day.
Okay.
There's nothing else they can do.
Okay. I'm going to pray. So just draw in and listen, and you can even be repeating the things that I pray for and all of that. So Father, thank you. Thank you that you have our back. And I know I've shared this message on multiple occasions over the last 6 months, and it's a reminder to me, but it's a reminder to these who've heard it for the first time. We want to pause now and just submit to you, here are the things that I need you, Yahweh, to look after in my present circumstances. These are the people, God, that we need you to work in their lives so that they can come to realize you have their back too. Father, we lift up Gary. I don't know him, but these precious folks do. They are caring. They are concerned for his well-being, and you are too. Would you make yourself real to him this day? Somehow a word, a song, a scripture, someone's text, email, visit would just stir him today. For Cecil, who is in a moment of waiting, we wonder how anxious he could possibly become. Could he be just like David, who said he could sleep at night despite all of the worries and the concerns? Help him as he waits on you, as he waits on our medical system to bring about this transplant that he so desperately needs. Father, we have a world around us that is mired in problems. And we hear Ukraine and Russia. 2 years we've listened to that news. No end in sight. Lord, have mercy. We're a little bit more fixated on what is going on in Israel and Gaza. Lord, have mercy. Father, there are all kinds of additional tensions, and it's interesting how our attention is drawn to Israel and Gaza, and yet there are other parts of our world that are having way more problems and horrific issues. And even just this past week, I've been hearing about how Christians are being particularly targeted in several key countries. Lord, have mercy. We meet in the safety of this building. No fear of Hamas or Hezbollah or any radicalized groups or religions waiting outside to put us to sword or to bullets. But our brothers and sisters do. Stand with them. May they see the shield of God around them. And for those whose blood has been shed, the book of Revelation tells us that their blood cries out, but their blood is also a testimony And for even for those who have perpetrated such evil, that it would even in fact open their eyes to God himself, and that they would come to faith. Father, I just want to pray for Mary today. Thank you for blessing her with 97 years. She sits here in light of this week that could have been more problematic, but she's here. Bless her with continued health and strength. May she be someone who would continue to dispense wisdom and grace to those here in this community of faith, to her family. Her voice is not lost. Her voice can still be heard. May she not minimize herself. She's a gift from you to many and to all. And so we thank you for this time that we can come and lean on you and pray. And Christ, as you continue to pray for us, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.